Welcome to the Forest Path Podcast, a podcast sharing the teachings of awakened meditation masters of the modern era. This episode is a short Dhamma talk by the Venerable Ajahn Gandha Sukhakammo. The talk is called Unity and Harmony. It comes from the book Jaidi Jai Sabai, Delivery 2019. These talks were given mostly to a Thai lay audience and have been translated here by Samaneri Viveka at Wakpa Subtowi Dhammarang. May you all benefit from hearing this gift of Dhamma by a meditation master of the Thai forest tradition. Unity and Harmony by Ajahn Gandha. The life of everyone who was born as a human being can be regarded as precious. May all of you acknowledge and understand this. We have a body to be able to perform good deeds, accumulate parami, and to develop the spiritual faculties. And for building up virtue in following the path of the noble Sammasambuddha, a Buddha who has the ability to teach others. One day we have to start practicing Dhamma. We have to give importance to the Dhamma and make it our point of reference. We don't follow our delusion. That is the origin of avijja that leads us to falling into lower states. We have eyes to gain wisdom. We have ears to gain wisdom. We have a nose, a tongue, a body and a mind, the various sense spheres for gaining wisdom. We study for gaining wisdom. Panya, to know deeply, to see the truth, to be clever, to be able to think and be able to make plans. All of us have to depend on our wisdom. We need panya to become happy. Wise people have to renounce, be diligent, take responsibility, endure, be honest, frugal, and grateful to become happy. They have to depend on themselves. When we think good thoughts, we will get only good things. When we speak well, we will get nothing but good things, and when we do good things, we will get good results. When we are diligent, have patience, are honest, frugal, and grateful, we will only get good results because this goodness is called merit. Cleverness is a skill. Our life has to run on merit and skill combined with being wise and happy throughout the day and night. We have to begin in the present moment. The past is already gone. It is impossible to improve it. It is impossible to return to it. The future has not yet arrived. The Lord Buddha did not want us to worry about it. The present is important because the future comes from the present. We have to apply the potential that comes from this precious human birth and put it to work. Our life needs wisdom. Once we have got it, we have to apply it and practice renunciation, being diligent, taking responsibility, being patient and being happy in doing our work and in practicing Dhamma. Working and practicing Dhamma has to be a unit. They have to be one for being happy around the clock. When we have dukkha and are stressed, we are not happy. This is stress, a neurosis, a mental problem. Whatever we do, we don't make progress. We are not rich and fortunate. The Lord Buddha wanted us to work in combination with practicing Dhamma and be happy day and night. Then we will get both mundane and noble wealth. Because proceeding and practicing like this is called developing our business affairs simultaneously with our heart and mind, so that becomes a single unit. Countries that only develop in technology and on the material level for the comfort of the body haven't developed on the spiritual level to have the wisdom around renunciation paired with the development on the material level. That leads them to get more mental problems and neuroses than us. The Lord Buddha taught that for those who were born here, the parents are most important. The Lord Buddha is the most important person. And developing one's heart at the same time as developing one's business affairs is the most important thing. Unity and harmony in our family is important. Husband and wife shouldn't quarrel with each other. Relatives, the family clan, and the neighbours have to be in harmony and not fight with each other. If husband and wife are fighting with each other, how can one stay in that family? When we quarrel with our neighbours, how can we live with them? Harmony and unity are important. Families, villages, schools, and temples have to be united. They have to be in harmony. The Lord Buddha does not want us to separate people and places and save only ourselves. We have to give importance to unity and harmony, focus on it and make it our principle. For example, when there is a funeral, an ordination, or one prayer, monk day, or half moon, or full moon, every family should take an interest in it and get together to make merit and perform good deeds for the sake of unity and harmony. The head of every family should make a special effort to attend monthly activities for improving the village, such as building roads, cutting the grass, collecting rubbish, planting trees, and developing the school and temple for the sake of harmony and unity. When someone is not able to come, they should let the others know the reason. When they really can't come, they should do something such as offering money to buy fuel for the lawnmower and food to express their generosity towards harmony and unity. The Lord Buddha wants our family to be established in the Triple Gem, the three jewels of Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Keep five precepts, pay respects to the Buddha, do chanting and sitting meditation to rest the brain and get a break from greed, hatred and delusion by making the heart peaceful. Our heart will get peaceful and cool by making merit through offering food, performing good deeds and accumulating parami, being virtuous and sharing the merit. When you offer food, it doesn't have to be a lot, just a little per person to express harmony and unity. Between the temple, the families, the village and the school, there has to be harmony. It has to be a unit. The bhikkhus, the fully ordained monks, and the samaneras, the novices, chant, meditate, and go on pindabhat every morning and allow time, especially on the lunar observance days, for the lay people to assemble to make merit by offering food, keeping the precepts, and receiving a blessing at the temple. If the bhikkhus and samaneras are not good, behaving correctly regarding Dhamma Vinaya, the teaching and the monastic rules, and their practice strays off the path, the lay people can inform and warn them so that our bhikkhus and samaneras meet the standard. This is for the sake of harmony and unity, to create goodness between the village, temple and the school. The Klong Sai village school here is a good school where the pupils are good. The school is clean, even though it is a small school. The quality of the pupils and teachers is good. There are dangers that everyone should be aware of. Namely, these are gambling, drinking alcohol and consuming or selling opium, heroin, marijuana, amphetamine and ecstasy, because these things destroy the central nervous system and sati and panya of humans. We have eyes, ears, a nose, a tongue, a body and a mind to be clever, to have sati and panya. When our brain, sati and panya are damaged, we won't succeed in improving anything. Especially when we are leaders, parents and grandparents, we need to be aware of the fact that we are regarded as respectable people who have been designated to be parents and grandparents and the domestic arahants of the family. We must not drink alcohol and consume or sell drugs, so that we are an example and role model for our offspring. Let things pass that have happened already and start following the path of the Buddha. The Lord Buddha is a renunciant. King Rama IX is a renunciant, an example and a role model. If we have wrong view and understanding, whatever we do will also be wrong, because it comes from a foundation and an origin of avijja, wrong view and not knowing things as they really are. It is not a process, not a current, that will lead us to the path, fruit and nibbana. That concludes the Dhamma teaching, Unity and Harmony, by Venerable Ajahn Gandha. I want to thank all of the supporters of this podcast over the past year. Your generous contributions via Ko-fi have provided me with the funds and the inspiration to keep this podcast going in 2025. Thank you all so much. May you all experience insight and peace.